The Prophet's Granddaughter, Part 1, A Distant Shore, by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. This story begins the summer of 1883 on a ship in the Pacific Ocean. Allie peered over the ship's bow out across the endless blue ocean.
Are we there yet?
Her brother Morris asked. He was only 5, and he seemed to think their 3-week journey would never end.
Not quite,
Allie said. She was 7, and she thought this was a great adventure.
Father told me it's over 3,000 miles from Utah to the Sandwich Islands.
The Sandwich Islands was another name for Hawaii, the island kingdom that would soon be Allie's new home. Morris went back to sit with their mother, who was watching them from the deck. Allie looked back at the sea. Only a few weeks ago, she and her family had been living in Utah, just waiting for winter to end. But everything had changed when Father was called to serve a mission. Allie turned from the sea and sat with Mother and Morris.
Tell me a story.
A story. Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Alice Armada Snow Young, but her family called her Allie.
Allie grinned. She loved hearing stories about herself and her family.
Her grandfather on her father's side was Brigham Young. He helped lead the saints to the west after the prophet Joseph Smith was killed.
Allie nodded. Grandpa Young was a brave man with a powerful testimony.
Her grandfather on her mother's side was Lorenzo Snow, an apostle. After Grandpa Snow joined the church, he served several missions in the United States before crossing the ocean to preach the gospel in England.
Where he even gave a Book of Mormon to Queen Victoria.
Allie added. She loved hearing Grandpa Snow's stories. Allie leaned her head against Mother. Both of her grandfathers were special to her.
And now you get to carry on their legacy of faith. Many families have to stay behind while husbands and fathers go on missions.
But we get to go with Father on his mission to Hawaii,
Allie said. Father had served a mission in Hawaii as a young man. Allie loved hearing his stories about the faraway land ruled by a king. Now they would all live near the mission house on the island of Oahu, while Father traveled the islands to preach and strengthen the saints. As the ship moved through the dark sea, Allie kept her eyes fixed on the horizon. She imagined her new home with its white beaches, emerald trees, and crystal skies. She couldn't wait to see what adventures this mission would hold. To be continued. End of the article, A Distant Shore.